Music can make a difference in our lives in so many ways, and The Rock Club, Music is the Remedy, provides music instruction, education, and mentoring to improve the well-being of veterans, at-risk youth, and other groups. We are joined by Frank Michaelham. He is the founder and works very hard to help people and to entertain, because you've got some good bands and you guys are in many places. You have a lot of events. Introduce us to The Rock Club.
Well, basically, Tina, first I want to say thank you for allowing us to be here, and thank 100.3 The Sound. Great station, and you're such a great host and you're doing a wonderful job. And thank you for even reaching out to us. Basically, as a founder of this program, we have quite a few different music programs that we have under the Music is a Remedy banner. We have our program called Rock for Vets, which you talked about. We started around 2010 at the VA hospital in Long Beach, and we've grown. We actually have grown outside of the VA. Now we're at the Long Beach Scottish Rite Theater in Long Beach, and you know, thank you to all of them for giving us donated space for us to rehearse and practice. We take veterans from Afghanistan, Iraq, all the way to Vietnam veterans. We put a guitar in their hand, or a set of drums, or a tambourine, or a microphone, and we try to have them become a group again, or be part of something a little bit bigger than just themselves. It's a way for them to get their good feelings back. It's a way for them to feel part of a group, and their self-confidence grows. We always have multiple concerts and fundraisers to try to raise funds for that, and we raise funds for our coaching staff to offer our services to more veterans and to acquire additional musical equipment. And you know, a few big stars have also got involved with the program as well. And one was Gene Simmons from the Family Jewels TV show. If you look back in the archives, you'll see an episode called Kiss a Vet. And that was an episode he did on us, and was very kind and very thoughtful, with some great artists that came in and jammed for us, raising some money, but also raising the awareness of our program for our Rock for Vets.
You have some great friends. You have, I remember that you were on Family Jewels.
That's
right. Yeah, with Gene Simmons.
Yep.
And Sophie Simmons
did
a performance for Rock for Vets. And then also, you've got Bobby Kimball on your board from Toto.
That's right.
You guys have great artists as friends work with you.
And Bobby, he's a wonderful support. He's a great guy. We also have, there's a gentleman by the name of Bernard Purdy. Bernard Purdy is the world's most recorded drummer, 4,000 plus albums, Aretha Franklin for 23 years, Steely Dan, you name it, it's him playing. He'll come out and talk to the veterans as well and give them some insight of what it was like to record with these wonderful musicians in the past. And then we also have our coaching staff. One of our head coaches is named Jerry Salas. He's the lead singer and the lead guitarist for a band called El Chicano. And then our other coaching staff is a guy named Charles Fearing. Charles is a multi-recording artist. He's played with Barry White and Barry Manilow, Celine Dion, some great people. So these veterans have access to these kind of rock star musicians that they can actually touch them, they can get close to them, ask them questions. It breaks a lot of barriers with these people. It's a wonderful program and wonderful project.
You're working with kids and then you're working with veterans, and they don't have to have previous instrument experience.
No.
You teach them, and then you'll also teach them to sing, and you guys play. They do performances, and so much more comes out of this. Grades improve for kids. Their academic performance improves. You have kids headed to graduation that would not otherwise be headed to graduation. And for veterans, you're working with a lot of veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, brain injuries, and they get so many benefits from this.
It does.
Family relationships improve.
Exactly. One of the best things is we do have our segment for our veterans called Rock for Vets. We also have other programs, like I said, with our school program, Youth Rocks, or Rocking the Youth. Those kids, they go to credit deficiency schools, so they haven't graduated in the normal high school environment. So they go to these schools to try to graduate. Some of them are part of our music program, and once they're in the program, it builds their self-confidence, and it makes them feel part of something. They come to our program, and they're actually graduating, and their parents are actually in awe of when they're performing. They've never seen their child actually perform or want to be part of something, and it's very, very cool. Then we also do choir programs with seniors. There's one program which we're doing, which I love. It's with Gold Star Manor. This is a facility that holds a residency of a lot of seniors and low-income seniors, but also mothers and fathers of fallen soldiers. And it's just in Long Beach with Terry Geiling. And I have around 28 of these beautiful, I call them my angels. They have beautiful voices, a few men, majority women. And to see them break their barrier and be part of something It's just phenomenal. And their kids come to see them perform, and the kids are in tears, and they're in everyone's crying because there's so much love inside the room. That's one of the most beautiful parts about music. It's not about learning an instrument well. It's about engaging and just participating in something. And that's what our Music is a Remedy is all about.
It's a powerful force,
yes, ma'am.
You have found ways to work with it within the community, helping different groups. How long have you been doing this for?
Well, my wife just made a comment that we did our first concert. It was actually 7 years ago on Memorial Day. So we've been doing this for 7 years. We created our non-for-profit probably about 4 years ago, and we're a grassroots non-for-profit. We're still growing, and we need to raise funds to keep these programs going, servicing more individuals, and that the funds go to hire additional coaches, secure more musical equipment, and really to get the word out to other people. Like I said, we receive grants and corporate donations and public donations, but the members don't pay to be a part of us. So we raise money for them to be part. So no vets pay to be a part of this program. None of our participants have ever paid a dime to be a part. And that's why we raise money to help these people. I think now we still need to help our veterans a lot more than what we're actually doing for them. Men and women, all ages, all abilities. But it's only vets. It's the people that are kind of being left behind, like our senior population, the kids that aren't graduating. It's all about trying to make a nice defined line of these individuals. And music is working.
Do you play an instrument or do you sing?
No, I'm a drummer, actually.
So okay.
I play with some great people in Australia and here in the States. And I actually lived in Australia for the last 15 years. And we moved here like around 2010, but I was in banking in Australia, but also played with some great artists, and hopefully soon these guys will come out, then we'll also all get to play again, which is wonderful.
Where do you rehearse at?
We rehearse at the Long Beach Scottish Rite Theater, also known as Ernest Borgnine Theater in Long Beach, and they have so kindly donated their space for our Rock for Vets programs. The other programs we do are at the locations of the facility, so we actually rehearse with Gold Star Manor at Gold Star Manor, the kids at their high schools, and the choir programs at their locations. So the only external program we do is with Rock for Vets, and like I said, it's being donated by the Ernest Borgnine Theater.
And so the high schools you work with, I just wanted to mention a couple of them. Jordan Plus, that's one of the schools, and then Cabrillo High School.
We're getting ready to look at Cabrillo again, but also there's a high school called Beach High School in the Long Beach Unified School District. And again, these kids, they all want to learn, and they all want to grow, and they all want to be part of something. And academically, they're probably challenged. But when you put a guitar in their hand or be part of a band, it doesn't matter what school you're with or what area there are. Once they feel a part of something, their whole attitude changes. And I remember I had this one program at Beach High School. There was a new Walmart location opening up in North Long Beach. The Walmart found out about us doing the program. Our kids were the entertainment to open up the new Walmart store in North Long Beach. And it was the best experience for these kids ever. So it gave them a huge opportunity to play in front of a corporate setting. And like I said, their parents had no idea that their kids were actually performing. And to see them play, again, tears are flying all over the place.
I love that. That's got to be a great experience for them to perform. So you're teaching them, they're learning, they're getting a lot out of this program.
Yes.
And then they're performing. You've got a performance coming up with the veterans,
coming up
March 26th in Long Beach, License to Rock 4
is the
name of the show.
That is.
Is that right?
And at this show, we have a gentleman by the name of Manny Lagarde, who performed with Don Ho on the old on all the old albums from Don Ho and his Hawaiian band. Our Rock for Vets will be performing as well. And we have a local band from, I think it's Cal State Long Beach, and using some of those musicians. But we won a vehicle from Toyota from the Cars for Good program. And this is our fourth year running. We try to raise money to keep the vehicle going. So pays for the insurance and ongoing cost of the vehicle. So if you can come out and support, that'd be fantastic.
You've also been recognized by the city of Long Beach. Yeah,
we have. We've been recognized by doing the right thing. None of us are doing the wrong thing. We always try to put our best foot forward, and it's starting to show. So people are actually recognizing who we are, which is wonderful. And we want the cities to get behind us, because without the city's involvement, we can't help the residents of that city. Mm-hmm. So we want everyone to get behind it, Long Beach, Signal Hill, and the surrounding city. So we really want to start to grow our veteran Rock for Vets program. So if they have veterans in those cities that need a program like this, send me an email to support@musicisaremedy.org, and we can see if we can do a program for your location.
Get a hold of Frank.
That's right.
He wants you in the program.
If people want to donate to our program, if they can't come to a concert, they can always donate online. And they can do that via visiting musicistheremedy.org, or I like to use the mail system. And if you'd like to send a check or make a donation, you can send it to Music is the Remedy at P.O. Box 90461, Long Beach 90809. Or visit our website again at musicistheremedy.org, or give us a call at 866-597-1116.
Do you take instruments if people want to donate instruments?
Yes,
okay.
Please. If you have old instruments sitting in your closet doing nothing or in the garage, we'll take that. We'll use them. We'll get them reconditioned for our veterans to play on or for our kids to play. If you also have some past musical experience and you want to use that experience to teach other people, come on and volunteer. We always need volunteers to come and help. Or if you want to just help financially, we'll take anything. So any support is great support.
And go and see a show. And you can help support that way also. So,
that's right.
Yeah, the next show coming up is March 26th in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. And this is at Tracy's Bar and Grill Spring Street.
That's
you can always check for events. Musicistheremedy.org. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And we can see you on the episode. I want to make sure
you
can check out Rock for Vets Family Jewels.
And the episode was called Kiss a Vet. And there's one song that some of our veterans got to play behind Sophie Simmons. And we sang a song called At Last. It was through her request. That song didn't air on the actual TV show. But if you look online at YouTube, you just put in At Last with Sophie Simmons and you'll see our veterans play behind her.
Right.
And it was fantastic. It was a very beautiful thing. Thank you again, Tina. We also have a great board of directors for our not-for-profit. And if you think you want to add some value to our board and you want to become a member of our board, please send an email again to support@musicistheremedy.org. And if you think you can add some value and help, we'd love to talk to you.
Thank you, Frank. Rock on.